Well, the operator at the centre of a nursing home disaster on the Gold Coast, where more than 70 elderly patients were moved out in the middle of the night, says it would like recent events to be scrutinised by the Royal Commission into aged care. The Earl Haven Retirement Village was stripped of food, medicines and its patients, and the centre's operator, Help Street, says it hadn't been paid properly by PeopleCare, the facility's owner. Well, today, the facility's owner met residents, families and workers for the first time since the shutdown. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Family representatives met the owner of the Earl Haven Retirement Village for the first time since the home's shock evacuation last Thursday. Bernadette O'Connor from the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union attended the closed meeting and says residents were in tears.
The distress and the uncertainty, I think that's the two words that sum it up best. And then sort of the defensiveness, you know, feeling that they can't trust anyone else. I found it quite confronting.
Annette Bartels, whose father was moved from the facility, says it's an uncertain time.
My father is a little confused. It's an unprecedented event and I think what they said is correct. They can't give assurances.
The future is unclear with an ongoing financial dispute between the owner, PeopleCare, and the subcontractor who ran the facility, Help Street. The operator is also in the firing line for taking payments just one day before the residents were kicked out. Melva Morrison says her 97-year-old husband, George, was asleep in his bed at the facility when the ambulance and police arrived.
Well, it was a hell of a shock. That Help Street mob. Jeez, couldn't believe what they did, you know, and what they did the day before about taking the fee out of the banks the day before on the Thursday, and Friday it was closed.
Did that happen to you?
Yes. It happened to all of us, every one of us.
Today, Chris Bunker, Help Street's chief executive, spoke to reporters for the first time, but he didn't take questions.
I'm devastated. This situation is unprecedented and very complicated. In 7 years since I founded Help Street, I've never experienced anything like what I saw last week. It was heartbreaking. We've been informed today by our banking partner just now that all of the monies are in the process of being refunded to residents.
The Gold Coast facility is the only place where Help Street provides aged care services. The company also moved to address concerns over missing funds, medication and medical records that had allegedly been removed from the nursing home that day.
Like all of you, I have serious questions over what happened to residents' medication. We know PeopleCare have security cameras in Elhaven, and we call on PeopleCare to release the video footage, and it will show exactly what happened. We're doing everything we can to assist the federal department with their inquiry and fully support a police investigation. We back union calls for federal government to scrutinise the aged care industry as part of its Royal Commission.
A representative from PeopleCare, the owner of the facility, was unavailable to speak with PM. Union representative Bernadette O'Connor says there are still many unanswered questions.
The reality is they saw, as one gentleman said, my best mates, I saw them being, you know, carted away. And, you know, they have it as a long-term plan that this will be when they can't care for themselves.
Police, as well as state and federal authorities, are investigating exactly what occurred.
Bronwyn Herbert with that report.